Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Wednesday, the 4th of January. Pope Benedict has used his message for the 2012 World Day of the Sick to state that the sacrament of the anointing of the sick is not a minor sacrament, but one that deserves greater consideration today. The message was released yesterday, ahead of the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes on the 11th of February. Pope Benedict noted that the sacrament, formerly known as extreme unction, may be administered in various human situations connected with illness, and not only when a person is at the end of his or her life. Anointing with olive oil recalls the double mystery of the Mount of Olives, the Pope said, as both the location of the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus confronted his passion, and the place where he ascended into heaven. Oil thus acts as God's medicine, offering strength and consolation, yet at the same time pointing beyond the moment of the illness toward the definitive healing, the resurrection. Pope Benedict said that anointing of the sick is one of the Church's two sacraments of healing, together with the medicine of confession, penance. When a sick person confesses sins to a priest, a time of suffering, in which one could be tempted to abandon oneself to discouragement and hopelessness, can thus be transformed into a time of grace, the Pope said. Nearly 100,000 Egyptian Coptic Christians have emigrated since March 2011, according to a report by the Egyptian Union of Human Rights Organizations. The report said that the exodus of Copts since the fall of longtime President Hosni Mubarak last February was prompted by escalating intimidation and attacks on Christians by Islamists and by the lack of protection they are getting from the Egyptian regime. There are an estimated 10 million Copts in Egypt, or around 12% of the population. The Archbishop of Philadelphia, Charles Chaput, has announced plans to sell the 10,000-square-foot mansion that has served as the residence of the city's archbishop since 1935. According to the Archdiocese, proceeds from the sale would go to help struggling inner-city parishes in the Archdiocese. The house, which sits on more than 8 acres, is located over the road from the Jesuit-run St. Joseph's University, which is likely to buy the property. The Archdiocese has had to close a number of primary schools and merge parishes in recent years. And Cardinal Sean Brady, the Primate of All Ireland, has voiced concern at the high number of suicides in Ireland and urged society to listen to young people's concerns and communicate an appreciation for the value of life to them. In his New Year's Day homily, he said it was vitally important that society try to lower the incidence of suicide, which is the biggest killer of young men in Ireland. Official figures show a total of 486 deaths by suicide in Ireland in 2010, of which 386 were male and 100 female. In the year 2000, there were 413 registered suicides. That's today's Catholic News. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.